spine upright, chin slightly tucked in, muscles in the legs and the buttocks relaxed, same in the arms and hands. Knowing that we're in a safe place with people who are also interested in making positive shifts in their mind and in their body. And taking advantage of this supportive environment for the next 15 minutes of practice. Now find your breath. With you from the day you're born until the day that you die. If you cultivate a home in the breath, you cultivate a home in the present moment and with a friend that is always by your side. So find the breath. I want to emphasize not thinking about the breath in theoretical or abstract terms, but making contact either with the rising and falling at the belly or with the touch sensation in the nostrils or above the upper lip. For right now, if the breath is long, let it be long. If it's short, let it be short. If it's deep, let it be deep. And if it's shallow, let it be shallow. Right now, there is no wrong way to breathe. Right now, you're like somebody who's dedicated to nature, who's been asked to do a survey of all of the species in a certain area, and you're coming to it with tremendous curiosity, tremendous dedication. All you're trying to do is just find out what's there and pay close attention. Honing the faculties of mindfulness and concentration. Knowing that you're breathing in as you're breathing in. Knowing that there's a pause. Knowing that you're breathing out as you're breathing out. Not just knowing, but feeling. The whole of this practice sits in this fathom-long body. Whenever the mind gets distracted, which is inevitable for most of us, we don't try to force it back. We don't give ourselves recriminative angry statements in the mind. We just notice where it's gone to. And then we bring it back gently. Every breath with which we are mindful is another brick in the refuge. And every time the mind wanders, it's not that a brick falls off, it just doesn't get put on, and that's okay. Then we bring it back and we start again. Take a moment to see if you can transition more strongly to a felt sense. If you're up at the nostrils or the upper lip, see if there's vibrations going on in the area below the nostrils, above the upper lip. What sensations are there? If you're down at the belly, just paying attention now. What's going on the skin, in the muscle? Is there a tension? Is there a relaxation? Is there a vibration? Is there pain? Is there heat, cool? Every single part of the body has some sensation on it or the other. And on subtle levels, the mind is reacting to those sensations, either with craving or aversion or indifference or boredom, confusion. And we're trying to bring the conscious mind into conversation with the body and therefore into conversation with the subtler aspects of mind. You can think of this as an attempt to integrate the mind and body to a holistic model into a single conversation. And now all together, whether we were working on the breath or the body, and we were working on the nostrils or the stomach. Everybody together, come up to the top of the head, the place where you were soft when you were a baby, the place that had to be protected. And just find out what's going on there. Now from there, I'm going to let you at your own pace. You can either use the rhythm of the breath to widen awareness, or you can just let the breath go for a few minutes and just find out what's going on around the head. I'm going to give you a minute just to move from the top of the head down to the top of the throat and the neck. And just explore your face, explore your temples, explore the back of your head. whatever arises, painful or pleasurable, neither painful nor pleasurable, whether it's heat or cool, wetness, dryness, or just paying attention with a conscious mind to create some space, to reduce our reactivity. And now gently, gently, coming down into the throat. For many of us, this is a place where we hold tension. It's a vulnerable part of the body, a place from which our speech comes that may or may not have been skillful. Really bringing a gentle awareness to this part of the body. And around to the back of the neck. Moving into your shoulders. And either again with the rhythm of the breath or just at your own pace, moving down from shoulders into your upper arm, elbow, forearm, through the wrists and into the hands. If at any time there is overwhelm with what you find, come back to the breath. It's always okay to go back to the refuge of the breath and recharge. Take sanctuary. Coming back up to the shoulders, we'll move down the back, shoulder blades, mid-back to lower back. Being patient with ourselves, considering this is where we have our fewest nerve endings, so we may not be able to feel everything right away, and just letting that be okay. Spending a little time if it's blank and seeing if something shows up. Maybe it's just a little bit more subtle. Feeling into the spine. Moving down the front of the torso in the same way, from the throat, symmetrically down through the chest, into the solar plexus area, to the belly, and just letting whatever you find be okay. Just taking note. Just opening up the conversation. Down into the hips, pelvic bowl. Feeling the pressure of our buttocks on the cushion or on the bench. Sweeping down the legs, through the knees, continuing on to the tips of the toes. Right now you're just listening to what's happening in the body, you're just feeling what's happening in the body. And whatever is coming up, if it's the sensations you associate with anxiety or fear or excitement or anything, they are feelings in the body, they are sensations, and they are appropriate for this conversation. Every sensation is an appropriate conversational partner right now. Telling you some story about the state of your mind, the history of your body. However you think you're failing, you're not failing. And now broaden the awareness wider than you thought it could go. And encompass the whole body at once. Just let it spread as wide as you can and just see how much of the body you can feel. Every in-breath and every out-breath. The whole body breathing in each and every breath. Constantly changing. Mind and body in constant conversation. And now before we close, remembering what it was that drew us here to this practice on some fundamental level, there are two things that we knew. That there was some kind of pain that needed our attention. And that we had some inclination that there was a way to lessen that pain. Both of these truths point to one thing. We care about our own well-being. Everybody in this circle cares about their own well-being and is willing to do the necessary work to be a little bit freer from suffering. Or a lot freer from suffering, or completely free from suffering. And so taking a moment to bask in the joy of such good company, and to wish each other peace and patience on the path. May we be happy. May we be peaceful and at ease. May we be patient with ourselves and others as we stumble along the path. And may every one of us know unshakable calm in our hearts.